SBS Radio.
Joka vuosi 1/5 australialaisesta kärsii mielenterveysongelmista. Ruth Das työskentelee Mental Health Australiassa. Hän selittää, kuinka erilaiset mielenterveyteen liittyvät ongelmat voivat ilmetä.
Sometimes people can feel overwhelmed or unable to manage daily activities and have difficulty sleeping, or might feel an overwhelming sense of sadness or stress that's persistent over a number of days. People might experience feeling anxious or worried or not interested in normal activities. They might lose appetite or be worried about a family member, or maybe have experienced some form of trauma before they come to Australia or after coming to Australia that might be impacting on the way that they carry out their normal daily activities.
Bronwyn Hall johtaa tukipalveluyksikköä Beyond Blue-nimisessä järjestössä, joka työskentelee mielenterveyteen liittyvien kysymysten parissa. Hän sanoo, että uuteen kulttuuriin sopeutuminen voi altistaa mielenhäiriöille.
Often it's the stress or the complications of settling in a new country. There's a lot of anxiety and pressure associated when you have to learn a new language and learn the new systems of a new country. So, you know, finding education or settling your children, finding housing and employment and just working with social security systems. All those sorts of things, because they're new and often quite different from countries that people have come from.
Ja juuri maahan muuttaneilta puuttuvat usein tukiverkot.
If they've left behind families and friends, settling in a new country, it takes time to get your support network and have people that you can talk to about just the things that you're feeling and going through at the time. Dealing with past trauma or just settling in can just throw up a whole lot of problems and issues that people need to sort through.
Vaikka jotkut ryhmät käyttävät hyvin vähän mielenterveyspalveluja, on tärkeää, että ilmaisten palveluiden olemassaolosta tiedetään. Ruth taas sanoo, että ensimmäinen pysäkki on oman yleislääkärin vastaanotto.
The best thing to do in the first instance is to see a local general practitioner and make an appointment with them. You can also request an interpreter for that initial conversation with your general practitioner, and the general practitioner will organise an interpreter if you don't feel confident in speaking English with your doctor. So talk to the family doctor and then they can direct you where the best support might be.
Asuinpaikasta riippuen mielenterveyspalveluita on saatavilla omalla äidinkielellä.
There are some services that are available in different languages. Your GP should be able to direct you to what services are available, but there are also specialised transcultural mental health services in a few states in Australia, particularly New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria. They all have a transcultural mental health service which can provide services in languages or in English and are specially designed for people who are migrants or refugees in Australia.
Jos haluat keskustella tilanteestasi tai puhua jonkun kanssa välittömästi, voit soittaa ilmaiseen tukipalveluun numeroon kuten Beyond Blue 1300224636 tai Lifelineen 131114. Nämä järjestöt tarjoavat myös chattipalvelun nettisivuillaan beyondblue.org.au ja lifeline.org.au. Beyond Blue'n Bronwyn Hall sanoo, että yhteyttä voi ottaa joko itsensä tai läheisen puolesta.
People can ring up on behalf of a family member or their children about anything that they're experiencing. So that's a good place to start. The Beyond Blue website is also a really good place for information, and we have a lot of our resources that are translated into different languages.
Alan Woodward, strategia- ja tutkimusyksikön johtaja Lifelineissa, sanoo, että 10% Lifelineen soittaneista puhuu äidinkielenään muuta kuin englantia. Englantia osaamattomat voivat soittaa ensiksi tulkkipalveluun, Translating and Interpreting Serviceen, josta puhelu ohjataan Lifelineille.
The mechanism to speak in a different language to Lifeline is through the telephone interpreter service. So the Lifeline services are not directly provided in languages other than English. But we have found that people will be coming to us through the telephone interpreter service.
Huolimatta siitä, minne se ensimmäinen yhteydenotto suuntautuu, Woodward sanoo, että avun hakeminen on tärkeää.
The central message here is that all of us are vulnerable to issues around our mental health. It's part of our human condition. The research tells us that one half of adult Australians will at some stage in their life face a mental health issue or period of time where their mental health needs particular attention. But we are still working hard to encourage people to reach out and seek help when they need it.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.